Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Adrift, A True Story of Tragedy on the Icy Atlantic and the One Who Lived to Tell About It by Brian Murphy revisits one of the most punishing tests of human endurance imaginable, survival in the open sea when everything has gone wrong. Built as narrative nonfiction, the book follows a disastrous maritime ordeal in the North Atlantic, where freezing water, violent weather, and isolation turn minutes into life-changing stakes. Murphy frames the story through the experiences of those caught in the catastrophe and, most memorably, through the perspective of the person who lived long enough to describe what happened. The result is both a suspenseful survival account and a careful look at how small decisions, equipment, training, and sheer luck compound during emergencies. Beyond the immediate drama, the book explores the aftermath of trauma and the complicated process of reconstructing events at sea. It is written for readers who want true stories that are as sobering as they are compelling. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the disaster unfolds in a hostile ocean. A major strength of Adrift is how it builds a clear chain of events that turns an ordinary voyage into a life-threatening crisis. In the North Atlantic, danger escalates quickly because cold shock and hypothermia compress the timeline for survival, while wind and waves degrade visibility and coordination. The book emphasizes how maritime emergencies rarely come from a single dramatic failure. They are more often a sequence, weather assumptions, mechanical issues, navigation choices, and communication gaps that stack pressure on a crew until there is no margin left. Murphy depicts the ocean as an active force, not just a setting shaping what options remain available minute by minute. Readers see how decisions that seem reasonable on shore can become catastrophic when sea state, temperature, and fatigue collide. The narrative also highlights the way confusion spreads during emergencies, as people try to interpret incomplete information and act under intense stress. By tracing what happened as it happened, the story offers a grounded understanding of why tragedies at sea are so difficult to prevent once the tipping point has been reached. Secondly, cold water survival and the biology of endurance. The book pays close attention to the physical reality of survival in icy water, where the human body becomes an adversary as much as an ally. Cold shock can steal breath and coordination, while hypothermia progressively reduces judgment, dexterity, and the ability to self-rescue. Murphy shows how survival depends on recognizing these stages and responding early, because later the body simply cannot perform tasks that seem simple, such as fastening gear, climbing, or even maintaining a stable posture. The narrative illustrates why flotation, insulation, and staying as dry as possible matter more than heroics. It also underlines how exhaustion and dehydration can arrive even in cold environments, especially when adrenaline spikes and shivering burns energy. The story conveys that endurance is not just willpower. It is a fragile negotiation between physiology, equipment, and conditions. By describing what the survivor experienced and what rescuers know about cold water outcomes, the book implicitly teaches a practical lesson: preparedness is measurable, and in freezing seas, it often determines whether there is time for rescue to work. Thirdly, leadership, team dynamics, and decision pressure. Adrift examines how groups behave when confronted with extreme uncertainty and fear. At sea, leadership is not only about giving orders, it is about maintaining shared situational awareness, distributing tasks, and preventing panic from fragmenting the group. Murphy explores how authority can be challenged by confusion, how people interpret risk differently, and how communication can break down when noise, cold, and urgency compete for attention. The book also shows how moral pressure builds during a crisis, when choices may benefit one person at the expense of another, or when time forces decisions without complete information. These dynamics are not abstract. They shape survival, whether safety gear is used correctly, whether signals are coordinated, whether everyone understands the plan, and whether anyone is left behind. The narrative invites readers to consider the difference between bravery and effective action. It also reveals how hindsight can be brutal, because after a tragedy, it becomes tempting to locate a single culprit rather than acknowledge the messy reality of cascading failures. The result is a realistic portrait of how humans cope and sometimes falter under acute stress. Fourthly, rescue realities, search, coordination, and luck. The book offers a sobering view of what rescue actually looks like in the open ocean. Search operations depend on time, location accuracy, weather windows, and the availability of capable assets. Even with modern technology, the sea is vast and targets are small. Murphy highlights how critical early alerts can be, how communication devices and distress signals influence outcomes, and how fast conditions can erase a trail. The narrative also conveys the limitations rescuers face: aircraft range, visibility, wave height, and the danger of placing rescuers at risk. Through the progression of the emergency, readers gain an appreciation for why survival equipment is designed to buy time rather than guarantee safety. The story demonstrates that luck is not mystical, but statistical. Being found often requires a convergence of factors: someone noticing a signal, a correct search pattern, a break in weather, and a survivor still capable of responding. By portraying rescue as a demanding system rather than a cinematic arrival, Adrift deepens respect for maritime responders and clarifies what victims can do to make themselves searchable, trackable, and alive long enough to be reached. Lastly, aftermath, trauma, memory, and making sense of loss. Beyond the immediate ordeal, Adrift explores what it means to live through a catastrophe that others did not. Survival carries a complicated aftermath: grief, guilt, and the need to explain events to families, investigators, and to oneself. Murphy presents the survivor not simply as a hero, but as a person wrestling with memory under stress, where recollections can be vivid in some moments and fragmented in others. The book suggests that the act of telling the story becomes part of recovery, even when it reopens wounds. It also looks at how communities respond to maritime tragedies, from the search for accountability to the human desire for closure. Readers see how narratives form around disasters, sometimes simplifying what happened and overlooking systemic factors such as training, safety culture, and resource constraints. This topic elevates the book beyond a survival thriller by insisting on the human cost that persists long after the sea has calmed. It is a reminder that tragedy is not confined to the moment of impact. It continues in the lives of survivors and loved ones, shaping identity, relationships, and the meaning assigned to chance. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who seek true survival stories, maritime history and disaster narratives, or psychologically grounded accounts of how people endure impossible conditions. It will also appeal to sailors, offshore workers, and anyone interested in risk, safety systems, and emergency decision-making. The benefit is twofold. It delivers a gripping narrative that holds attention, while quietly improving a reader's understanding of how quickly small risks compound in extreme environments. You come away with sharper intuition about preparedness, the limits of the human body in cold water, and the practical importance of communication and equipment. Compared with similar sea survival books, Adrift stands out for blending the immediacy of a life or death ordeal with the reflective weight of what survival costs afterward. It is not just about beating the odds, it is about how those odds are created, how rescue actually works, and how meaning is rebuilt when loss is unavoidable. For readers who want a book that is both propulsive and sobering, it is worth buying because it combines suspense, realism, and lasting insight. If you would like to support Brian Murphy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.